Hi there. Just a quick word before we get started. In addition to an adjunct professor and a magician, this episode of Still Working features an exotic dancer and details about Santa Claus when he's off the clock. So if you're listening with children, it might be best to wait until you're near some headphones. All right, here's the show.
I think I was initially really stripped. I was like, this is painting and it's serious. And then it occurred to me that, you know, half of my students are just trying to get that humanities credit in. The bottom line is that it gives us pleasure and we lose ourselves in it. So I'm Jenny K. Snyder, and I teach fine arts at Community College of Allegheny County. And I'm an artist and designer.
Where's my hat, girl? It's under my arm?
Yeah.
It's not underneath my arm. Oh, this side?
Well, I call myself a family entertainer. I perform for a lot of kids. My name's Al Hastings, and I'm Pittsburgh magician Al Amazing.
Well, I always liked being a performer. I was always kind of a... When I was little, my mom asked me if I wanted to go into dance class, and my response to her verbatim was, "No one's going to tell me how to dance. I'm going to dance the way I want to." Hello. You can call me Iris. I am 26 years old, and I am a stripper.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, I've always loved Christmas. I mean, winter's such a long, desolate, cold, lonely, dark time. And Christmas is like the bright lights. It's joy. It's people saying hi to one another. It's the jolly old man in the red suit from the North Pole, your old friend Santa Claus.
I'm Kevin C. Brown.
And I'm Margaret J. Krause.
And you're listening to Still Working, a show about how work shapes who we are and how we see the world.
Our series was inspired by Chicago radio giant Studs Terkel and his book, Working. The subtitle is What People Do All Day and How They Feel About What They Do. That's exactly what we wanted to know for our time and in our region.
Today, an adjunct professor, a magician, a stripper, and Santa Claus. Gig work.
I only have two classes right now. My painting class is once a week for 4 hours, and my drawing class is twice a week for 2 hours. So I'm only there, and then I have an office hour. So I'm only there 9 hours a week. I teach them classical drawing, and we only work from life, and we start with still life. They put the still life together. We are going to work with some perspective because they wanted to learn perspective. And then we work with a model.
Yeah, I'm working on
here
changing
too.
It so that way she looks not so front-facing, mm-hmm. but a little bit to the side.
And do a quick gesture. With
the students work with her in poses and in costume and in draping and become very involved in the creative process of posing her and the composition of the piece. And before that, we'll spend some days working on things like hair and hands and facial features because they're nervous about that.
All of the contouring and the finite detail, I don't know. I'm still trying to pick that up. Maybe I just don't have the artistic hand to draw cat eyes that can stab you. That's not me. So instead, I like to use extravagant colors. This one's a nice purple. And also, it's dark in there, too. So you have to use a little bit more of an exaggerative kind of look. Mm-hmm. Once I get to work... brush my teeth, shake out my hair if I have my hair wrapped, and throw on the heels. And generally, I like to get in a little bit earlier. We, as entertainers, pay the house to work. So the time frames that you arrive vary with dollar amount that you owe back to them. So depending on what time I get there, I will, you know, be racing out and just immediately begin the night. Or sometimes you can work your way into it. I don't always try to have a drink. That's not, for me personally, that's not a mandatory part of my process. Caffeine, I need more than, alcohol. Common oversight is you don't just have to be awake at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. You have to be sprightly at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you know? Yeah. So, oh, yes, yes. I've been dancing for a long time. For not a long time, but I've been dancing on and off for about 6 years. And I started doing it full time. I'll say, oh, I need to focus for a second. I got to think about what I'm going to wear. Hold on, I have to go look at my suitcase.
Santa's house in Market Square opens at 12. So I'll go get a nice lunch somewhere, head to Market Square about 11:30 or so, suit up, you know, walk around, talk to my elves. And it's a job I can't wait to do because there's so much joy and there's so much fun there.
Thomas, hi, Thomas.
Is this your very first Christmas?
It is.
Oh, Thomas, you're going to love Christmas. You're going to love all this. This is going to be great.
I actually started out as a nurse. I was a travel nurse with my wife. We traveled all over the country. But I always did magic on the side, and I perform at least 250 times a year. I'm trying to work less, but it's one of those things I'm very fortunate to be working as much as I can. One of the things I do is strolling magic. Strolling magic, for magicians, sometimes it's a derogatory term meaning hit and run. You show up, you introduce yourself, you break the ice, you show them great magic for 5, 7, 10 minutes, leave and just go into the next group of people.
This is an invisible bunny. You guys ever seen the invisible bunny?
No.
You wouldn't know it's invisible. Here, take one step back. Here, hold on to the bunny, pet the bunny. Don't smash him. Put the bunny back in my hand.
I would say the older people get, the harder they are to entertain. I think kids do not have distractions in life like adults and teenagers. They have that distraction. It's cell phones, jobs, bills. It's harder to bring them into your world. But once you do, it's very rewarding.
Here, you try. Hold on to the bunny. Squeeze really hard.
I've had to find a shtick that worked for me because I'm mixed race, because my dad's black, my mom's white. And there's just kind of a general quota type thing that certain clubs meet when it comes to women who aren't white in the industry. And, you know, then they're not as concerned with hiring new people. So with all that being said, my shtick that I have discovered, which is just so natural for me, is disco. And older men would just come up and look at me and just be like, I haven't heard this song since I was in college, or I haven't, you know, and that was their sexual experimentation. So then I realized, oh, this is going to work for me. And then I started dancing to Marvin Gaye and Barry White. Ooh, and then, oh goodness, I'm trying to think who else. Curtis Mayfield. Oh, Donna Summer. Donna Summer is what changed the game.
Alex and Christina really want their disco.
We can leave it on
the sounds of the classroom,
we'll
I can hear them right now.
Or,
you know, there's usually a lot of happy chatter, and there's always music, and it's usually something up-tempo, and there's usually somebody dancing a little bit while they paint. There's a lot of sounds of brushes in jars mixing around, and there's a lot of people just chatting or asking questions. I like the students to bond well because it's important that they feel like they're in a safe place with their work. Because when you're putting yourself out there in a painting or in a drawing, it's a very vulnerable place to be.
The name of the game is to stay original, and the only way to stay original is not to have any outside influences. But with that said, with any art, you can't progress unless you learn from people who are better from you. And it's one of those things, you can't just walk up to a magician and say, hey, how'd you do that trick? You kind of like anything, build a rapport, and if they like you, they'll talk about it. But most of the time, when it comes down to it, it's not really the tricks, it's the entertainment value. But if somebody really wants to know, and I can tell they're a budding magician, I would let them behind the curtain, metaphorically.
All right, let's get back to your list here, Nathaniel. It says here you want a dry erase marker. Do you have a dry erase board at home?
Yeah. I'd like three more, please.
Oh, three more. I'll see what I can do. I'll talk.
The color code should be brown.
You know, some kids are like on the bubble. Well, I kind of believed last year. I'm not sure if I believe this year because there's kids at school that are telling me there's not a Santa Claus, and maybe you're just wearing a suit, and maybe you're just a nice old man with whiskers, and you can't force a kid to believe anymore. And when they stop believing, it's almost like a loss of innocence.
Because of the schedule, is such that adjuncts really have a hard time knowing each other, and as a result, a hard time organizing. Well, I remember hearing about the union. I was in maybe my third year or fourth year at CCAC. It was when my students said, I want to come back to CCAC and teach. And I thought, oh, not under these conditions. I can't. When you're childless, like I am, you think about what are you going to leave the world when you die? How will you have improved the world, you know? And it's fine to make pretty things, but that doesn't, in my opinion, that wasn't enough. I wanted to change this situation for the better, for the long term.
As a nurse, I've seen so many things. I've seen unethical things. I've seen scary things. I've seen things I could not talk about. And you kind of develop a personality to where you're not scared of anything. And to be a performer, you need to be fearless.
When I perform at schools, and even way before I say, I need a helper, I'm constantly scanning the audience. And there's kids you pick and kids you don't pick. The kids you don't pick is the one sitting beside the teacher, because they're sitting beside the teacher for a reason. And you don't pick the kid that says, me, pick me, and everybody's pointing to him. That's also a red flag. But I do my show so many times, and I like to live dangerously. Every once in a while, I do pick the kids that you shouldn't pick, just for that challenge and the fun. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work, but it's a learning experience and fun every time I do it. I'm gonna say hi to more people here.
Everybody has a different groove to it. All dancers have a different groove to it. Some people are just very physical, and they are not here to listen to your problems, and they got this gorgeous big old butt, and they're here for you, and that is where it stops. And then some other people are engaged, and that is certainly way more of the emotional energy spent. And I would say it's spent regardless, because you still do have to talk to a bunch of different people all night. It is sales, no matter how you want to look at it, you know?
It's very nice. For 6 weeks out of the year, I'm a big rock star, you know? After that, people will cross the street to get away from me. You know, I look like a homeless guy. They don't want to bother with me anymore. But it's nice being a big star for a little bit.
Your little sister will want for Christmas. What do you want for Christmas, sweetie?
She might want a baby doll.
A baby doll. You're a good big sister. Did you know that? Oh, you worry about your little sister here. That's so nice. Have you both been good this year?
Yeah.
Oh, look at she's holding your.
Technically, there are no naughty kids. They're all good kids. Some of the parents, they try to threaten the kids with, oh, your Santa's going to put you on a naughty list, and that kind of worries them. I'm not sure if that's a good psychology to use with kids, but some kids will even ask me, am I on a nice list? I said, well, yeah, you're on a nice list right now, but you need to stay on a nice list. You need to work on it, you know, you need to listen, and you need to do your chores, and you do your homework and things that you're supposed to do, but sure, right now you're on a nice list.
In the relationship that I have with customers, I don't always feel like I have control. Sometimes they are just drunk and horny and out of control. And in situations like that, sometimes I hit them, and that's the most effective disciplinary action that I can take. Also, sometimes hitting them saves me, you know, and that's that. But most of the time, I think that I can hurt their feelings enough. I've been assaulted in champagne rooms before, and one time I was assaulted in a champagne room, and I remember looking at this man and crying, and I do not like to cry at work. I don't want for them to walk away having seen my tears. But one time, he just would not stop, even though I was saying no. I looked at him and just started crying and was like, I can't believe that you are the person in this world who has all this money. And I think saying that made him at least in a moment sober up enough to feel guilty, and then I regained control. But, you know, now it's very much so in the news and in media, do we understand the politics of, you know, men's entitlement, and that I don't think anybody can maintain full control over a man's entitlement.
Santa Claus.
Then you get like the questions from the kids that are like, you know, Santa, could you make me well again? What do you mean? Well, I've been sick for a long time now, and the doctors don't seem to know what's wrong, and, you know, I just want to be well again. You know, I'll think, dear God. Well, you know, my power and my abilities in making sure you have the right kind of toys, but things like what you're talking about is out of my hands. I have no power. I wish I could heal people. I wish I had that superpower where I could wave my hand over you and just cure you of cancer, but I don't have that ability. But maybe for a few minutes, if I can make you forget that you have an illness or forget that you have a sickness, at least I could do that much.
We need magic today more than we have ever. There, the state of the world right now where we need metal detectors to go into museums, schools, all the scary things going on in the world, all the things we see on TV, the internet, we just need some wholesome, fun time with our friends and family, and I am the person to help fill that need.
Should I do a magic trick for the big people too? I don't normally do this. I'm going to try to reach somebody.
I just feel like I'm the most myself when I'm teaching. I like who I am. I feel like I see the best in people, in my students when I'm teaching.
You have to find that special middle ground of giving and not giving and there's just, it's very psychological. So I wouldn't encourage everybody to quit their 9 to 5 and just go and run away and be a dancer. There's a lot to it. It's a misconception to assume that anyone is either having the greatest time of their life or they're having the worst time of their life. If you're an accountant, I'm sure not every day is the greatest day of your life and not every day is the worst day of your life. People do in general what it is that they have to do in order to get by.
Still Working is me, Kevin C. Brown.
And me, Margaret J. Krause.
With funding help from the A.W. Mellon Educational and Charitable Trust Fund of the Pittsburgh Foundation. For more information, to hear other stories throughout the month, see photos, and subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play podcast feed, visit wesa.fm/stillworking.
Next time, people who help make the streets of Pittsburgh what they are. Thanks for listening to Still Working.